whether it's vaping or edibles or just twisting one up. More and more states are legalizing marijuana usage, but that doesn't mean the feds are okay with that party. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton sits down with a rep from California's Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation. And that chat starts now.
Hello, and thanks again for listening. As always, it has been 20 years since California voters approved medical marijuana. And come 2018, California will roll out marijuana for recreational purposes, too. Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Alameda counties collected the most in sales taxes from medical marijuana dispensaries last year. That's according to the State Board of Equalization. And California's regulators are about to embark on a statewide listening tour as they collect public comments about recreational marijuana. So here's part one of two of my chat with one of those chief regulators.
Alex Traverso, and I'm the Chief of Communications for the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation.
Alex, thanks for your time today. You are a communications expert. I mean, I looked at your bona fides. I looked at your CV. You've been in this communications game a long, long time. And I'm wondering, just 30,000-foot view, what's different from this communications role that you have as opposed to some of the others you've had in the past?
Sure. I mean, the easiest way to put it is this is by far the most challenging job I've ever had. The industry is it's complicated, it's challenging, there's so much to learn, and it's really constantly evolving. So, you know, it's a really interesting time to be a part of it and to be in this role. And, you know, I say that, and, you know, and I've worked for, and I've been appointed by three different governors. I've worked for the Assembly, different legislators as their communications director, worked for the California Lottery for almost 8 years, but this is by far the biggest challenge I've had.
Well, I feel kind of remiss that you and I have not spoken yet about this because we cover the marijuana industry from more of a market angle, sometimes from a technological angle, depending on, you know, grow strategies and grow cultures. But with you, it's a little bit obvious that we have to talk about regulation. So I'm just going to dive in and ask you, is the state on track for issuing licenses for 2018 and the changes that are coming?
Absolutely. You know, and that's a big part. We're right in the thick of things now. I mean, I was talking with someone just yesterday about how much stuff is going to happen over the course of the next month. I mean, our draft of our medical regulations are currently out there. We're in a 45-day comment period where people can provide feedback and let us know basically what they don't like about the regulations. And we're not looking for compliments at this point, I should say. We're looking for the constructive feedback that are going to help us tighten up those proposed regulations. The governor's got a trailer bill, budget trailer bill that's going through the process that could make some pretty significant changes. And then we got to start focusing on our adult use regulations, you know, in the fall. So we're ready to start issuing or to start accepting applications in the fall so we can issue licenses on that first day on January 2, 2018.
Okay, cool. We'll talk about the applications in just a second. But you mentioned in there the trailer bill that's coming from the governor. What is in there that could change things? Can you be specific?
So the purpose of the governor's trailer bill language, and this is something we've talked about all along, is the mission of the Bureau, our job, we were created initially to craft regulations for medical cannabis. And then obviously November came around and people saw fit to pass Prop 64, which legalizes the recreational side of things. And so our mandate expanded. So we now have to craft regulations for medical and for adult use cannabis. And so as we move forward, we realize there's going to be a lot of things that are similar. I mean, if you walk into a dispensary, there shouldn't really be any differences with how things are regulated, right? I mean, the products are pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. You want to have the same level of security, that sort of thing. So the trailer bill is really about aligning the two systems as much as possible so there's not two separate sets of rules that makes it complicated for people to comply with regulations. I mean, we're basically asking people who have been in this industry that's been, you know, unregulated for 20 plus years, I mean, well beyond when Prop 215 was passed back in 1996, we're asking them to come into a regulated market. Well, we have to make it conducive for them to do that, right? I mean, we have to make regulations that are clear, concise, easy to follow, and not overly burdensome. That's where we're at right now, is we're trying to, the trailer bill aims to align the two statutes as much as possible so we have a clear path toward regulation.
So,
and what that may do is, if the trailer bill passes at the end of this month when the governor's budget passes, that will pull back our medical regulations that we currently have out there for public comment. So the medical regulations that we have proposed will go away, and the governor's office is basically providing direction saying, hey, we're going to take the medical regulations and we're going to smooth out some of these differences between the Medical Cannabis Regulation and Safety Act and what it says in Prop 64, and we'll have one direction that we're going to go down.
Will that affect present or existing applications and applicants if something changes along that route? I know that you and your office does a roadshow, goes around the state and listens to people with their public comments. How does that affect anybody who's already in the pipeline?
So as far as public comments are concerned, that feedback is still incredibly valuable to us. We want to hear from people who have been in the industry and have been focused on the industry a lot longer than we have, obviously. So we want to hear from them, and their feedback is certainly going to guide how we approach those Prop 64 regulations in the fall. And as far as people who are already in the pipeline, there really isn't anyone in the pipeline yet. Licensing hasn't started. We don't have people who have submitted applications. We're not to that point yet. So really, it's kind of, you know, we're waiting to see what happens over the course of the next few weeks. If that trailer bill does go through, which we expect it will, it's just a matter of what form it's in when it is passed. You know, so some things are going to shape up basically over the course of the next couple of weeks, and we'll see the direction we go from there.
You know, in some industries, regulation tends to trail innovation by sometimes a long time. But in this industry, it doesn't seem to. It seems like regulation might actually be forming a little bit of the innovation. I'm wondering, is this a good business for people who run nurseries to start thinking about maybe opening a dispensary?
It remains to be seen, really. I mean, you know, we don't have, I mean, we're fortunate, and I mean, this is obviously a huge job, as we've talked about, but we're fortunate that we're not the only ones involved in it. We've got the Department of Food and Ag that handles the cultivation regulations, and then we have the Department of Public Health that handles manufacturing, so, you know, the creation of the processing of edibles and things like that. So we have these three agencies working, you know, in coordination to craft regulations. So we all kind of work together. We take a different piece. And, you know, there are opportunities where, you know, say if there's someone who is a cultivator can potentially be a distributor as well, can distribute their own products. There's a level of vertical integration. You can hold different licenses. And so, you know, again, as we move forward and work toward getting that trailer bill passed, I think you'll see there'll be some clarity on what licenses people can hold at the same time.
So you mentioned vertical integration, so I'm going to keep on your marketing. In the state's opinion, does that help maybe fend off the big guys, right? Because I think a lot of worry among dispensary owners right now is that the volume of scale that could become to bear in this space is tough for them to maintain businesses. Is the state trying to level that playing field, or at least keep it playable?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's some carve-outs in the regulations to prevent anyone from out of state from participating for the first, I think it's 3 to 5 years, somewhere in there. You know, so you have to have a California residency, and then, you know, there's different things there. But basically, it's top of mind for everybody. We want the playing field to be level. We want people to who have an interest in participating in the industry to have an equal shot as much as that's possible. So we're really trying to make sure that the sort of the mom and pop operations and people who have had a smaller scale operation are able to do business just as they've been doing for however long prior to regulation.
Okay, well, let's talk about another leg on the stool for the state. Let's talk about revenue generation. How does this marijuana industry impact bottom line when it comes to state budgets?
Well, and that's a big question. I mean, we're, you know, obviously we've seen reports out there about the amount of tax revenue that could be generated that the state is preparing to take in from, you know, all facets of the business, whether it's from growers, from people who own shops, from people who are manufacturing the goods, from transporters, things like that. You know, upwards of, you know, I've seen estimates close to $1 billion within the first year, and then who knows beyond that once the industry really starts to take off over the first 2 or 3 years. We're probably less focused on that now just because we're in the midst of crafting those regulations, but it's certainly something that's going to benefit the state and local governments. And, you know, local governments will tax cannabis according to what they see fit, and they'll divert those tax revenues toward programs in their areas, just as we've seen with Colorado doing a lot of things with their educational system. So, you know, there is a lot of potential revenue coming toward the state's coffers.
That was Alex Traverso. He's Chief of Communications at the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation at the California Department of Consumer Affairs. If you're a cultivator and are considering opening a dispensary, maybe, we have more information for you. check out our podcast. Where, you say? Well, KGORadio.com/Techonomics, or check out Stitcher or iTunes. Just keyword search Techonomics. Coming up after the break, more with Alex Traverso. He's a chief regulator of California's marijuana industry. Next, we talk about what, if any, role the feds may play as the industry broadens. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. Please come on back.